When futures trading firm MF Global went bankrupt at the end of October, regulators discovered $1.6 billion in customer funds missing, much of it belonging to Midwest farmers and ranchers. As the bankruptcy drags on, clients continue their efforts to claw back their missing funds. But one group of small businesses remains caught in the middle of uneasy markets and miles of red tape: rural commodities brokers. Harvest Public Media's Jeremy Bernfeld explains the connection.
Tom Leffler makes his living trading commodities, but he's no Wall Street fat cat. There is no Wall Street in tiny Augusta, Kansas, population just under 9,000. But there is a Lakeshore Drive, and that's where Leffler and his wife Patty run their commodities trading business. Their office is small but comfortable, and they're in a nice building. They ought to be. Leffler Commodities is in the basement of their home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Patty.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Down here.
Great.
It makes for a nice commute, but makes it impossible to separate their business with their family. When their business is threatened, like it was by the MF Global meltdown, it gets personal pretty quickly.
It's no different than a business partner taking advantage of another partner, or a spouse cheating on the other spouse.
That's Leffler, sitting in his basement office, his desk about 5 feet from his wife's.
You can forgive him, but you never forget.
The Lefflers place trades in the commodities markets for Midwest farmers and ranchers in order to help them balance their risk. Tom is what's known as an IB, an introducing broker. He works with his clients and then passes their trades to a large brokerage house like MF Global. MF Global's bankruptcy gave the industry more than just a black eye. It gave the commodities markets, Tom's industry, Tom and Patty's business, a left-right combination that had it sprawled on the mat.
At the end of the day, I think that people are very, very concerned, and I'm not sure that they're going to be satisfied for a long time to come that assets traded in commodity accounts are safe.
That's John Rowe. He's a partner in a brokerage firm in Chicago, and he co-founded the Commodities Customer Coalition, a nonprofit group fighting for the rights of over 300 MF Global clients. $1.6 billion in customer money up in smoke. Is it any surprise agricultural commodities trading on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange dropped 12% in November 2011 compared to November 2010? Market watchers can't attribute that whole drop to MF Global, but say it certainly had an impact. Plus, we're almost 6 months in and customers haven't yet been made whole. The bankruptcy is dragging on and clients have only received 72 cents of every dollar they're missing. Rowe says the long bankruptcy and lack of accountability continues to damage the entire industry.
You can't stop someone from robbing a bank, but you can make sure once they do rob the bank doesn't shut down for 6 months and no one can access their capital.
Brokers across the country haven't received a dime of the commissions MF Global owes to them, their entire commission check for the month of October. Combine that with down months in November and December when the industry was still picking up the pieces of the disaster, and you get a grisly picture.
For many brokers, one quarter of last year's income isn't there and may never be recovered.
That's Melinda Schramm, the founder and chairman of the National Introducing Brokers Association, which represents about half of the 700 or so people who make their living as introducing brokers.
Unfortunately, it's a double whammy because the business itself is down. People are hesitant to go back into the markets. They're still hesitant. But the second part is that the brokerage business itself has changed as a result of this.
Brokers like the Lefflers are being squeezed at both ends. Their clients are trading less, and their new trading houses want to change the agreements many brokers had when they worked with MF Global. Though the Lefflers are relentlessly optimistic about their business and say business is finally ticking up, the future doesn't look especially bright for most rural brokers. The Lefflers have spent months trying to reassure their clients and help them navigate the complex bankruptcy proceedings. All of that time is usually spent drumming up new business. Tom Leffler compares it to a farmer doing maintenance on his tractor.
Okay, instead of going after planting your corn crop, you're out there doing something that, well, yeah, it's productive in the long run because you got to keep the farm going, but you're not planting the crop you need that you're going to harvest this fall.
The Lefflers and other rural brokers are caught in the middle of a tug of war they can't control.
You know, it's one of these situations which you always hear about. The big boys cause the problem. It's the little guys that have to pick the pieces up, has to talk to everybody, explain to them what happened. Even though we didn't have nothing to do with it, we got to explain it.
As the bankruptcy continues to divvy up what's left of MF Global's multi-billion dollar business, rural brokers will be trying to hold on to their little piece. And like their farmer clients, the Lefflers are hoping to regrow it. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.